there's a tradition in the name of the Ari HaKadosh. There's some kind of a relationship between the celebration of Purim and the day of Yom Kippur. Far be it from us to understand the Amkas HaDvarim, the depths of the words of the Ari HaKadosh, in terms of what he meant specifically about this, but Kasva Medashaini, that perhaps we can give a little bit some kind of a Musa Haskel, something we can walk away from this idea that there's some kind of a connection between the celebration of Purim and the solemnness, the observance of the day of Yom Kippur. So it's interesting to note that there's a Bar Dylan that's usually associated with the events of Purim. The Gemara Maseches Megillah tells us that these words were actually uttered by Esther as she was standing in front of Achashverosh at the moment of truth, when it wasn't clear whether he was going to actually send out the Shavit HaZav or not, and she thought that he wasn't going to, and she thought this is it, the whole plan was gone, her whole life was over, because she avadat yavad, it's all finished, it's all over, and she cries out, Keli, Keli, Lama Zavtani, she calls out to Rebbeinu Shlomo, have rachmanis on me, I'm coming as the Shaliach for Klal Yisrael, in fact, Kachava, and this happens, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to convince Achashverosh to in fact to extend the Shavit HaZav. So that Berak of Tehillim that's referred to as the events of Miklos Esther, so is called Abetzech Alayelas HaShachar, that is referred to as the Berak of Tehillim, as the Mizmon Tehillim, that has something to do with the Shachar, something to do with the morning, which is going to the state of Pshat, Abetzech Alayelas HaShachar refers to somehow the morning. That's the Berak of Tehillim that symbolizes the events of the Megillah, some events, something having to do with the Shachar, with the Shachar's of the morning. We find that phrase, Shachar, referring to the morning, also plays a prominent role in terms of the Haftorah on Yom Kippur. That the Haftorah, B'Amar, Solu Solu Panav Darach, so the Haftorah, the end of the Navi Yeshayahu, which is somewhat of a continuation of the regular Haftorah, of a regular Tanis Tzibor, so the Haftorah of the Navi Yeshayahu that's read in the morning of Yom Kippur speaks about the type of its own, speaks about the proper type of the Yom Tzom. What is the fast day all about? As we just about ending the days of the Tzom, the last moments of the Tzom of Tanis Esther, so to take a little bit of Musar as to what is the Tzom supposed to be, how that Tzom of Charei, or Tzom, a day of fasting, is not just supposed to be a day of refraining from eating, it's supposed to be a day of introspection, a day of Chazor B'Tshuva, we have Tikkun, a time of Tikkun Hamidos, a time of Cheshbon HaNefesh, that's of course what a Tzom is all about. And then the Navi Yeshayahu promises us that what's going to happen if we observe a Tzom in the proper way, Azi Baka Kashacha Erecha, so then your light will burst forward like the morning, just as the end of the night, it's pitch black outside, it's the darkest, then all of a sudden, Punkalos HaShacha, Mishayakir, Neitzachama, all of a sudden, the light comes, Azi Baka Kashacha Erecha. That's the description that the Navi Yeshayahu uses to depict the end of the Yom Tzom, to depict how a Tzom, a successful Tzom. So we know that Tzom, the fast, plays such a major role in terms of the Megillah, the Tzomos of Mordechai Esther, the Minig of Tainus Esther, how Tainus is such an integral part, even at the very end of the Megillah, that when the events of the Megillah, the Mitzvah Sayyom are recorded for history, so Divrei Tzomos is Akosam, that the Tzom, the Tainus, is such an integral part of the entire Sipur, the entire story of Megillah Esther. So is it just by coincidence that if we want to look at its Tzom, we want to look at what its Tzom is supposed to be, Azi Vakaka Shacha Erecha, the way the Navi describes its Tzom, is a time in the morning when the light of the morning bursts forward. So what is this all about? What is the significance of Lamenatecha, Alayelas HaShachar, that Esther describes herself, her plight, as Alayelas HaShachar, she's right at the end of the night, as the morning is about to dawn, and a tainus, a successful tainus, is referred to as the light of dawn coming forward. What is this all about? What's the meaning of this? There is a minhag that many kibbutz have when they read the Megillah. So when we get to the point of Balayla Hahu Nadadash Nasamelech, a few different minhagim. So there are some who say it a little bit louder, Balayla Hahu Nadadash, because that's the turning point in the Megillah. But Achashverosh is sleeping, and then all of a sudden he can't sleep anymore, he's suffering from insomnia. Balayla Hahu Nadadash Nasamelech, that's the turning point of the nes of Megillah Esther. So many have the custom of saying a little bit louder. There are some who even have a minhag when they get to Nadadash Nasamelech. They change the niggun a little bit to remind us of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Nadadash Nasa Melech, a play on the word Melech, referring to the Melech, Yoshua Kisei Ramanisa. So what is this all about? Why is this so important? Why does the story happen in such a way, very, very strange way, that the whole event, the whole turnaround of the Megillah takes place mamish in the middle of the night, and it takes place in the middle of somebody sleeping, and it takes place mamish, the nes is brought about through that somebody who was sleeping and somehow woken up from his slumber, has woken up from his sleep, and that sets into motion all the events of the Nisim of the Yom Tov of Purim. What is this all about? What is the significance of all this? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva that the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a chok. It's like Zeres HaKosov. It's a mitzvah. We don't know the reason for any given mitzvah. But nevertheless, the Rambam writes that Remez Yeshba, that there's a hint, there's an allusion within the mitzvah, that it behooves us to understand the Tamei mitzvahs also, that even though we believe Yamuna Shleim, that the mitzvahs are above and beyond our seichel, above and beyond our human comprehension, Abba Pichayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the mitzvahs themselves that ability for us as human beings to glean certain messages and certain lessons and morals from the mitzvahs themselves, and that's a good thing, that's a positive thing, that doesn't impinge upon our Amuna in the significance of the mitzvahs. That's what the Mefarshim say in the Pasuk in Tehillim that we say right before the Tekiyah Shofar, Tuv Tam Vadas Lamdeini Kibim Mitzvasecha Hamanti, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach us the Tuv Tam Vadas, to teach us the Tamei mitzvahs, to teach us the Tuv, teach us the beauty, teach us the goodness, teach us the new lessons where we can walk away, how the mitzvahs can change our personality. But we shouldn't think that we're only doing mitzvahs because they have some moral ethical teaching for us, that they're going to somehow make us feel closer to Hashem, they're going to make us feel good, they're going to make us better people. That's all true, that's all fine, and that's all nice. But at the end of the day, the real reason why we do mitzvahs, because Shetiv Hashem is Moshe, because Rabban Shalom commanded us, that's what the end of the pasuk says, Tuv Tam Vadas Lamdeini, Rabban Shalom, we beg of you to give us those insights into mitzvahs, that the mitzvahs should mean something for us. Keep mitzvah amanti. But at the end of the day, I believe in the mitzvahs. It means I believe in the significance of the mitzvahs, even if I don't quite understand Tuv Tam Vadas. Even if I never reach that point of Tuv Tam Vadas, I'll do the mitzvahs anyway, keep mitzvah amanti. That's what the Rambam writes in the Chesuva also, that the mitzvah Kishof is no different, that it's ultimately a gezeirin mufan, it's ultimately the mitzvah Hashem is barach, that we cannot comprehend the significance of, but Remez Yeshba, there is something that we as human, as mortals, we can identify with. There is a message, there is a lesson that we can glean from the mitzvah, from the nature of the mitzvah Kishof. And what is that message? The Rambam says, Remez Yeshba davar, Uru Yesheni Mishnaschem, that the Kol HaShofar is a wake-up call. Kol HaShofar is a call to those people who are sleeping, those people who are slumbering, those who are in a deep, deep sleep, many of us hibernating for months, years, lifetimes, and comes the Kol HaShofar and wakes you up with the person with the alarm clock rings. The alarm clock rings, and for some people when the alarm clock rings, some people don't hear the alarm clock, some people turn and hit snooze, and some people when they hear the alarm clock, they jump out of bed. So that's what the Kol HaShofar is, that Uri Yesheni Mishnaschem. Who are those who are sleeping, says the Rambam? What does it mean to be sleeping? Who's the person who's asleep that the shofar is coming to arouse? So the Rambam writes, Eilu HaShoichim Es HaEmes B'Havli HaZman, those people who forget the truth in this world, those people who are involved in the Havli HaZman, for lack of a better term, I think we can best translate Havli as Narishkeit. It means all the silliness, the Narishkeit, the foolishness that we get involved in so many different shapes or forms. The Rambam doesn't even say Ha'osim Averos. The Rambam is talking about the person who doesn't know any Averos. Not talking about Averos, talking about us. We're talking about Shomri Torah Mitzvahs, who very rarely do Averos, who try not to do Averos. But even people who are Shomri Torah Mitzvahs, if you think where our priorities are, if you think where we spend our energy, if you think where we put our effort and our time and our with the Rambam in one fell swoop says, Ashachim is the emes for Havli Hazman, Havli Hazman, the Narishkeit of Narishkeit of Havli Hazman. That's what the Kol HaShofar is supposed to be. The Kol HaShofar is supposed to be a wake-up call to the individual in the Rosh Hashanah, that there's going to be a Yom Adin, that there's a Yom HaKippurim, HaBaleinu LeTova, and you have to wake up. You can't wait till an Eila to wake up. You have to wake up at the time of Rosh Hashanah already. So that's what the Kol HaShofar is. The shofar is a wake-up call. The Nabi Yishael tells us in the same Haftarah that we referred to a moment ago, the Haftarah of Yom Kippur morning, that a Navi's job, the Bani Israel don't have Navim, so those individuals whose job is to be Mechazik to Olam, to give Mesoras, to give Musar and Chizuk to the Olam, so the Pasuk describes how you're supposed to give the Divrei Yisairas, Kra B'Garon Apachsoch Kashofar Harim Kalecha. But the call out to tshuva, the chazar b'tshuva, so those who like to call HaShofar, that the Kol HaShofar is the model, that's the prototype of a Chazor B'Tshuva, just as the Rambam says that the Kol HaShofar is supposed to be the call to wake up the person from his slumber, so too that's the call of the Navi, when the Yirmiyahu HaNavi gets up and cries out to Klal Yisrael, that the Chibsul Vaseichem, the Bichayzi B'Tshuva, come back to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Shuva Elai, Vashuva Aleichem, all the Nevi'im, the Redeiris called out to Klal Yisrael to come back to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's what they were doing, they were taking the role of the Shofar, they were exhorting the people to Hashoichem as Emes Bahavli as Man, people who got so sidetracked with all the Narishkeit and the silliness of the Hevel Avolim of this world. That was the call of the Navi. The call of the Navi was the call of the Shofar, was Hainu Hach, and the same thing, so the Navi Amos says, that if a shofar by ear, if a shofar is blown, so everybody shakes, everybody trembles when you hear the trumpet, you hear the shofar, you hear the alarm, everyone shakes. Hashem Elokim Diber Mila Yinove, when the Rebbeinu Shalom speaks also, you shake, it means you hear the word, the Dvar Hashem, it's supposed to wake you up. That's the role of the Navi, it's supposed to be the call to wake up to be Chayzah B'Tshuva. The Gemara tells us in Masechus Megillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had tremendous chesed v'rachmim to his nation, that he sent them many Nevi'im. The Gemara says there were 48 Nevi'im, at least the Nevi'im that we have recorded. The Gemara says many thousands and hundreds of thousands of Nevi'im were existed in Klal Yisrael, but only the Nevi'im whose Nevuah was Tzricha L'Torah. So 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os that Klal Yisrael were given the opportunity. And what was the purpose of these Nevi'im? What were they supposed to accomplish? So the Gemara says their job was ultimately to bring Klal Yisrael back to the Nishab HaShemayim. It was supposed to bring Klal Yisrael back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the job of the Navi. The job of the Navi is not to be a fortune teller. The job of the Navi is not just to give you a prophecy what's going to happen 1,000 years from now. The job of the Navi is to use the Kerech HaNevuah to bring Klal Yisrael back to the Nishab HaShemayim. That's what every Navi from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu to the Navi of Malachi, that was the job of the Navi, to be Machzeh, Klal Yisrael, Zichru Teres, Moshe Avdi. That was the last words of Nevuah, that the job of the Navi is just to bring Klal Yisrael back to a level of Shmir Sater Mitzvahs to reconnect us with Avinu Shebashamayim. So the Gemara says that Hashem had tremendous rachmim and Klal Yisrael sent them many Nevi'im, and the Gemara says for the most part the Nevi'im failed. It's a terrible statement that it is, but that's what the Gemara says, that they failed. You know why they failed? Because the Maisha, Klal Yisrael weren't really Chazit B'Tshuva, that the Navi Yishayel Shreis Chai Dekayim for 50 years, Cornish Galpin, and Yemiyo, Shreis Chai Dekayim, and there's still a Churban, and the Navi and the Treyas so are every Navi from beginning to end. And yeah, here and there, you know, it's a little bit of Chazar B'Tshuva, you reach there for sure, from here and there, a generation gets a little better, gets a little worse, but in terms of a mass Tshuva, in terms of bringing Klal Yisrael back to Avinu Shemayim, to make a permanent dent in Klal Yisrael, something that affects the entire Tzibor, so there was no Navi that really succeeded. Says the Gemara, however, there was one event that took place in the history of Klal Yisrael that was much more successful than all the Nevi'im all rolled into one. Says the Gemara, Gedola Mesiras HaTabas She'amosar HaChashverosh L'Haman Yosef Mikol Nevi'im Kulam. The handing over of the ring that HaChashverosh gave to Haman, namely gave him the green light. He told him, gave him the permission to destroy, to annihilate Klal Yisrael. That had the ability to do wonders. That Mesiras HaTabas, that Rishus, that historical event that took place in a palace in Persia was able to accomplish what Yirmiyahu HaNavi was never able to accomplish. It accomplished what Yishayahu HaNavi was never able to accomplish for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu to the days of Purim, but no Navi was able to accomplish. Haman was able to accomplish. Achashverosh was able to accomplish. They were the ones, they were the catalyst to be Machzir Yisrael of Avinu Shemayim. That's what took place in the time of the Megillah. That was the central moment. That was the moment in the Megillah. The moment the Megillah, Siris HaTabas, that ring is handed over from Achashverosh to Haman. That was the wake-up call. Klal Yisrael didn't hear the wake-up call of the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, and they didn't hear the wake-up call of the Nevi'im for thousands of years, but they did hear, and they got the message loud and clear of L'hash Milah Gulei Abedis Kalei Yehudim. That they got. That they didn't. This, says Chazal, that Mesiras HaTabas, that took the place of the Nevuah, that took the place of the Kol HaShofar, that was ultimately was able to be Machzir Yisrael Avinu Sheva Shemayim. This marshal of a person sleeping, a person in deep slumber, a person hibernating and sleeping, as the Rambam describes, Uri Yishenu Mishnaschem, the people who are sleeping, and they're sleeping, B'Havle Hazman, they're sleeping, indulging in the Narishkeit of this world. So this is true for an individual. Well, you know, we all end up sometimes falling into that rut of the Rambam of Shochem Emes B'Havle Hazman, but this could be true for Klal Yisrael also. And Klal Yisrael as a whole unit, as an entity, can fall asleep in this world. And when you fall asleep, so you lose sight, you lose cognizance of what you're supposed to be doing, and you just, Shochem HaEmes, Mahavle HaZman, And what are you falling asleep to? You're falling asleep to the Havli Azman. What are the Havli Azman? The Havli Azman, I'm going to read in a few minutes. I'll tell you what the Havli Azman are. Read the first couple of tzukim in the Megillah. Ein lucha havle hazman gobe mizu. Mita, zav, achesef, ritzpos, nahat, vashesh, vidar, vitzacharas. To have a marble floor. Ein lucha havle hazman gobe mizu. To have a golden couch. Ein lucha havle hazman gobe mizu. To have a party. Rabbi say, be mishar la atzmechem. 180 days of a party. Elo ye uman ki yisupar. How achashverish to have a party for 180. What could you possibly do at a party for 180 days? And just in case that wasn't enough, you needed any grand encore for another week, just to, you know, before we get, you need a vacation, you have to be a vacation. So how are you talking to Varkaze? How could somebody participate in this? Forget about Averis. Forget about what, who knows. We know exactly what was going on at the party for 6 months. Forget about that. Even Aniyach, there was no Averis going on. Shichas ha'emes, shichas ha'chavli hazman, in the hevel ha'volim, gada mizu, to have curtains with wheels, with golden, I don't even know what the words in the Megillah mean at the beginning of the prayer. Mamash, in the ha'chavli hazman, golden mizu. And Klaiso, when Nanim, Rasha, Klaiso fell in. You know why they fell in? Because Klal Yisrael were sleeping. That was it. Bottom line is, Klal Yisrael had fallen asleep. And now the time came to wake up Klal Yisrael. And now you have to get up. You have to get up before it's too late. What mechanism is going to wake up Klal Yisrael? So you go through the list. What do we have? What possible alarm clocks do we have that could work? Kol HaShofar, Kumta Shoshana, Yiblo Shofar. I imagine that the year before the events of Haman took place, they davened on Rosh Hashanah. Mordechai maybe was about Tefillah, maybe it was about Tekeah, maybe it was both. So Mordechai blew the shofar. I'm sure all the Jews in Shushan heard the shofar, the kailos, the brisket, all that. Everybody heard that when did the mitzvah of Tekeah shofar? Many people are shomer Torah mitzvahs. So they did the mitzvah of Tekeah shofar, but somehow didn't wake anybody up. But somehow they heard the shofar in Rosh Hashanah and didn't bother them. They didn't see a stira between the shofar and Rosh Hashanah and the mitzvah of Chesef and the whole party and the whole lifestyle and the whole value system of Achashverosh. So somehow the Kol HaShofar didn't do the trick. Okay, Kol HaShofar doesn't work. You got to go for something else. Got a little bit more, a little stronger dose of medicine. So you have a Navi. Who's the Navi? The Navi, the Ma'amid, Mordechai. Mordechai is running around telling everybody not to go to the Suda, not to be part of this, not to be sucked into this culture that surrounds us of the Hevel Havolim, of the Shechems, the Emet Havli Azman. Scottish gal from nothing. Mordechai, yeah, he's a Kanoi, he's in his own world, he doesn't understand, he doesn't know what's really going on. So, 0 for 2. So the shofar fails. The shofar doesn't wake up Klal Yisrael as a whole. And Mordechai, the Manig, the Navi, whoever his status was, he tries to wake up Klal Yisrael. He doesn't succeed. So the Ibn Shalom turns around to Klal Yisrael and says, there's only one last alarm clock, the last time, that's it. After this, there's a point of no return. And the last alarm clock, sometimes you have to bring out the heaviest troops. What's the heaviest troops? Mahash Milarug Liabed. That already, everybody wakes up. The Gemara says in the beginning of Masechus Brachos, when a person is about to do an Avera, so they feel they're going to violate something, so they should open up the Gemara and learn a little bit. Hopefully the learning will solve the problem. Then the Gemara says, if that doesn't work, you should say Kriya Shema. And if that doesn't work, so then Yaski Yom HaMisa. So then, if the first two things, which are the smaller doses of medicine, if they don't work, so give out a stronger antibiotic. The strongest antibiotic, the strongest medicine we have, is Yom HaMisa. When the person realizes that this is it, there's no choice. It's either Chayim HaMavis, Chayim Yom HaMavis, Nasat Lefenecha. That's all there is, there ain't no more. There is no other choice. That was what took place at the time of Mordechai v'Esther, but it wasn't the Chayim HaMavis of the Yochid. It wasn't the Yom HaDin of the Yochid. It wasn't an Eil of the Yochid. It was Chayim HaMavis of Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to Klal Yisrael and says, this is it. This is Chayim HaMavis. You want to be part of the Mitzvah of the Chesed? You want to be part of Achashverosh? So I'll tell you what the end of the story is. The end of the skit of Achashverosh is Lahash V'Lar L'Abed. If you want to get out of that program, you want to get back into the program of being an Am Hashem, you want to get back into a program of Kabbalah Satorah, you want to get back into a program of Christ, who are going to return to Eretz Yisrael soon and rebuild the base of Mikdash and start over again, you got to wake up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Klal Yisrael with the strongest message possible. When the Shofar fails and the Navi fails, the only thing that wakes up Klal Yisrael is the Yom HaMisa, Yichayim V'Movis, Lahash V'Lar L'Abed. Guess what? It did the trick. Baruch Hashem did the trick. And only because of that trick, that's why we're sitting around today. If Chalila v'Chalila, that wouldn't have worked, So then there would be no Klal Yisrael left today. So Hachayim Amovis, the Yom of Lahashvi Lagliabe, the day that decree of Haman, the decree of Achashverosh, was able to work wonders, it was able to accomplish what all the Shaifras of hundreds and thousands of Jews on Rosh Hashanah didn't accomplish, and was able to accomplish what all the Nevi'im, the 48 Nevi'im, couldn't accomplish, the Mesiras HaTabas was able to accomplish. This Noshal, this description of a person sleeping and being woken up by slumber, wake up and see the light, wake up and smell the coffee, wake up and see that the world is not dark, that rather you have to wake up and see there's a light out there, there's a light of Torah out there. So this description is used both in terms of the Navi Yeshayahu, when he depicts the perfect Yom Tainus. The perfect Yom Tainus is Az Yivakar Kashachar Oirecha. That's how you describe a Tainus. A Yom Tainus, if it's effective, means that you open up your eyes and you wake up. That the sun is shining. That's what a Yom Tainus is supposed to accomplish. When everything looks dark and everything looks like heaven and everything looks like disaster, and all of a sudden you realize there's a light, and the light is coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the light is observing the mitzvah Torah properly. Although the only way to describe such a wake-up call is Az Yibatek Hashach Erecha, that the light of morning has come. And that is the reason why when Esther cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the opening words of the parak of Esther to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are L'Abnatzeach HaYeles HaShachar. She describes the events of Purim as HaYeles HaShachar, that there's going to be a light. It means right now we're in darkness, and right now we're sleeping, and right now we're Shekua in the Shtos, the Hevel of a culture of Achashverosh, but there's going to be a light. There's going to be Az Yibachar Kashachar Erecha L'Abnatzeach HaYeles HaShachar. There's going to be light. Light going from darkness to night. That model of it, even in Achashverosh, is the turning point of the Megillah. Somebody who's fast asleep and is woken up, that's the marshal, that's the message. That's why it's the turning point in the Megillah. A person is sleeping, Kleisel is sleeping, and they're woken up, they're shooken out of their sleep. That's the message that Purim is supposed to have for us. That the light comes and the light opens up our eyes, and we realize that we have a task in this world. And perhaps that's why the Pasuk, which describes the ultimate nitzachon, the ultimate victory of Klal Yisrael, the pasuk that we'll read the Mitzvah in a little while, we'll sing so many times over the next 24 hours, or 48 hours over Yerushalayim, maybe 72 hours, we have long, many, many days to sing. So it's like, Huda Maisha Oira, that the opening word is Oira, because Oira is light, Oira is Shachar, that's what happened at the time that Klal Yisrael experienced a great light because their eyes were awoke, they were opened up, they were woken out of their sleep, that the Kol Shofar finally penetrated, the Kol of the Nevi'im finally penetrated, the Mesiras HaTabas finally penetrated, and it was no longer the Havlei Hazman, it was no longer sleeping away, but it was not the Doshnas HaMelech, that just as Achashverosh was woken up in that fateful night, Klal Yisrael woken up in that fateful night, and that fateful night of Choshech became like Huda Maisa Oira, B'Simcha B'Sosim Yikar, that Oira, as Chazal says, Oira Zutora, that's what a minig is before the Suda, you have to learn a little bit, Oira Zutora, because the only light, the only thing that ultimately is that wake up, is coming back to Torah Kedosha. The lifestyle of Achashverosh, that's the antithesis of the Oira Zutora. We, Baruch Hashem, we heard the call, we heard the words in the Megillah, hopefully that the Rosh Hashanah Rachmanis on us, we don't need any more Gezeiras of Lahash and Lahara, we were already yanked to that Gezeira 2,500 years ago, we should take the heart, that Gezeira, that Mesiras HaTabas, and realize that that has the ability to wake all of us up as individuals, to wake up Klal Yisrael as a Tzibur, the Nadu Dashnas HaMelech, as Yibaka, Kashacha, Erecha, that we should be Zaychet, Vayhudam, Aysa, Ayra, V'Simcha, V'Sal, V'Yikar, Kein, Tiyamun.